Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoors Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, the major storms have already started in the Gulf. But for those that live in the Midwest, well, you've been seeing tremendous amounts of tornadoes in the East. It's summertime, those monstrous cumulonimbus clouds and the storms. So the title of today's show is, Are You Storm Ready? Now, I'm just going to tell you, I live out in the East, and we get those storms, and I'm going to get to a whole piece of, today we're going to talk about home preparation, your go bag, pre-storm prep, during the storm, and post-storm, and a cool comment from my dad. What, before I get to that, I'm just going to let you know that every time there is a major storm, and I'm talking about in the East, cumulonimbus, those torrential downpours, I grab, because I have a chest downstairs with all my gear, and I've spoken about this, I have huge Tupperwares, different colors, all labeled, so everything is organized, which when I was growing up was not organized. Well, now I am. And when there is a storm, I have a huge first aid kit I bring upstairs, a monstrous flashlight with a handle on it, almost looks like a gun type of flashlight, great amount of candles, and that's how we measure the illumination on it. I bring up a lantern, a knife, and a water bottle filled with water, and you're going to see why I have that. And that's just for, I'll say, the everyday storms. But now let's go to, you know that there is a storm coming. So first, let's talk about home prep, and let's go to water. You say, well, what about water? Well, what happens if the water goes out your city system? You need 1 gallon per person per day just for cooking. 3 gallons per person per day for general use. And some people, and I know this, they will actually fill their bathtubs with water. I do not recommend this if you have children in your home. That's one of the things. And I forgot to mention that I also have a battery-powered radio, and it actually has a hand crank where you look, again, I purchased this from Cabela's a couple years back, where you just crank it like a little generator. So even if your batteries die somewhere in a storm, you can get something going on with that radio. You want to pack as much food as you can into your freezer. Because, hey, if your power goes out and you don't have the availability of using your refrigerator, at least things are somehow going to stay colder in your freezer. Well, medication, something for you all to think about. People just say, well, I can always get my medication at, well, guess what? If the power goes out, and I'll just use major brands like CVS and Walgreens, and hopefully you're using, because I'm the local guy, your local, we call them drugstores around here in the Northeast. Well, their power may be out, so make sure that your supply is there and available. You also need to have cash on hand, because banks, their ATM machines, and I don't know why people use ATMs, may be out. Credit card machines, you might go to your local Food Lion, Piggly Wiggly, ShopRite, Albertsons. I use a bunch of them around the country here. And they may be out, or they may just be opening up, and their credit card machines don't work. Make sure, and we say this especially with some of the major storms, that your identification and licenses are available. Now, going out to the power being out, how about if you had a cooler, since some of you have ice-making machines inside your freezers, make a bunch of ice, put in a cooler, seal that cooler, just leave it closed, bang, done. Or go out and buy a few bags of ice, seal it, leave it, done. Have as many non-perishable food items. So no, I don't mean potato chips and whatever else. Some quality foods that are there. Now, here is one that I joke about, but I am serious. Make sure you have enough TP, toilet paper, on hand. Need I say more on that one? Hey, you know, we talk about those perishables like tuna fish and things like that. Well, make sure that you have a manual can opener, because some people just use electric can opener. And guess what? Now you're staring at a can going, I got tuna. He told me to make sure I got perishables. I got it. Or non-perishables. I got it. Well, guess what? Now all of a sudden you can't open it. So I mentioned about the battery power lanterns and the flashlights and all that. Your personal hygiene. Now, here's one thing, because I travel quite a bit. I've got a huge Ziploc with my personal hygiene that, you know, when I'm ready to go on a trip somewhere, we're filming, I'm recording, whatever I'm doing, speaking somewhere, and I just take that big old Ziploc and throw it in there. Well, check it out, no pun intended, and then once you got it there, then you're ready for the storm as well. We mentioned first aid. If you have animals, your pets, use dry foods for the storm-ready things, and make sure that you've got your storm-ready foods are there, you know, and it could be sealed containers, Tupperwares, things like that. If you have a generator, and many of you do, chainsaws, because after storms, tree branches, and again, I know that because I had a 150-year-old who'll come down and crash my home. I'm going to tell you that that is important for you to have there. Now, for those of you that have kids, this is a wonderful idea. And for those of you that don't have kids, this is a wonderful idea. Hey, you may be out without power for a while, so make sure you got a couple decks of cards. Make sure you got a number of board games going on. Because people say, well, I'll just play on my phone. Well, if the phone lines are down and there is no power and you can't charge your cell phone, could you imagine this? You might be lost without some type of contact to media and computers. Oh my goodness, what are we going to do? And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or at one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So, with those storms that we're speaking about, we also talk about a go bag. And a go bag is something that I'm going to tell you that you should have ready at all times. Because, hey, maybe one day somebody's just got to get rushed to the hospital and you're going, oh, what do I do? And you may have to transport with them in the ambulance or whatever. And it is now get up and go. And this is a bag, just like it sounds. You need to be ready to just grab a bag and go. Well, inside of there, remember that I told you a big Ziploc of some hygiene products? Well, you can have it ready inside that bag. Maybe that's where you store it. You need some identification, maybe even a copy of your license in there. Throw an extra cash in there, credit cards. And again, I don't know how many you use, if you have access to leaving one. And I would update, and here you go, put some medication in there that you take every day. And just keep rotating it and updating it as well. And if you have glasses or contacts, having a pair of those inside there. And just have enough clothes for each one of you for a few days. A couple t-shirts, pair of shorts, depends on the time of the year because as I rotate those things in. So, and again, if there's anything else, and I wouldn't recommend snacks, but hey, if you got a sealed bag of something that's healthy, you might want to throw it inside there. So now, let's talk about, it is pre-storm coming at you. So what do I do right now? It's okay. ATM. Well, what do you have going on? So let's discuss this. Well, if you know a storm is coming, how about getting your laundry done? Because if the power's out, you're not doing your laundry. So you have that. For those of you that, and I often mention this, if you are safe on a ladder and there's a number of safety concerns, hey, if you don't feel safe, then the answer is you are not safe on a ladder. You need to clean out your gutters and your drains, because if you don't, that's where a lot of water damage occurs in homes with gutters that are clogged, drains that are clogged. And I've seen this, and I mentioned this on another show before. There was a hurricane coming up the coast, and two of my neighbors, not home, and they have second homes, and they're there. And again, I live in a secluded area, only a couple homes in the area on this road. And they were not there, and all of their summer furniture was sitting outside, you know, their lawn chairs and umbrellas and all this. Well, I went around, and I stored all theirs for them, but I also stored it for me because things do get blown around, and I'm telling you right now, they become weapons, especially if one of them blows and hits one of your windows and then breaches your home that way. So make sure you're looking out for yourself, your neighbors, especially if you have elderly people in there. If you have sump pumps, my good buddy Inspector Dave has spoken about this. He'll travel around, and as he's inspecting homes, he'd say he'd see things just stuck in sump pumps, like things that just don't belong there. And he'd walk around and say, excuse me. And he'd actually, Dave's a great man, he'd actually go taking the things out of people's sumps for them. You want to make sure. And me, I have double sump pumps. I have this beautiful old historic home, and I have double sump pumps, which means I have a water-driven system on top. Because guess what? If your sump pumps, which most of them are, if they are driven to electricity, when your power goes out, your sumps don't work. Some people have battery ones. The problem with battery ones is those batteries last for about 3 years. So if I have a water-driven system right on top of mine. And it's funny, and I joke with my plumber, Tony, ever since he installed them, I've got zero water in my house because I've worked outside. See, I'm the attack guy, so I want to make sure I work outside to prevent water from coming inside my home. So that's something for you. So make sure that you have everything ready for cleanup after the storm. So it's already prepped there. Make sure you have many sets of gloves, rubber gloves, work gloves. And the reason why I say that is sometimes they get wet, scashad, that's the Italian word, and you just have to just pitch them, trash bags, all of those things. Make sure you have enough gas for your chainsaw, which most times is oil and gas mix. All your boots, all that's there. If you need to tape up or board up windows, depends on where you live, and if you are not able to do that, take your shades or your blinds and put them down. And again, I was talking about something breaching your house, something breaking, could be a branch, could be something blown from your house or someone else's. So make sure it's a way to save your home a bit there. And if you happen to have a basement that floods, well, then get everything up off the floor. Wooden skids, I actually would suggest plastic skids. They now make those. Make sure there is a full charge on your cell phone. And they sell these chargers that you can plug into your vehicles. And that is something that you might also want to think about. So now, here it is. The storm is hitting. So what do we do with this? And I'm going to say to remain calm. Well, guess what? Easier said than done. I'm going to say, hey, I am blessed up because I happen to be just calm by nature. I think a lot of that has to do with my career as an athlete, my career as a coach, all of that, where guess what? There's going to be times when there is stress and duress in life, and you're going to need to be remaining calm. And you need to, someone in your home needs to be a leader. Hey, it may not be mom, dad, somebody needs to remain as the leader and look for that leadership and follow that leader. Also, storm is hitting. You want to make sure that you continue. And I can always do this. Cumulonimbus storms. I've got that big old flashlight I told you about. Looks like a handle on it. And I walk around and I check any place that I think water can intrude in my home. And I just keep walking through my home checking. I then go to the sump pumps downstairs, even though I told you they haven't been used, but I still check them and make sure that. So I am looking for all that, and limit your times that you're going to do some of the flushing, because you don't want to overload water systems. So if you don't have to flush your toilets, and I know, yeah, we talk about some grossy things, but you don't want to overload the system, because think about how much water is going into drain systems throughout. So now the storm is just passing and you're going, all right, so what can I now do post-storm? The first thing is make sure you go slow and make good decisions. And I always say this to people, I say when something bad happens, I said it's okay to be mad, it's okay to be frustrated, but then what do you do with your next step, your next words? Remember, words mean something. So be careful as what to say to people. Number one, to calm them down, or after the storm, some damage to your home, whatever. Just go slow. If you can't handle some of the problems that have occurred outside, say a tree is down, you're not good with a chainsaw, whatever it is, then it's time to hire in the professionals. make sure, especially if you have something leaning on your home or wires, we never touch wires. We never go near wires. We never go near a tree that's on wires. Any way that electricity can be transmitted in after storms, think about this. People ride out a storm and then are killed by electrical problems. So just be careful and safe with that all the way. Stay off of flooded streets. You don't know how many times, hey, and I'm not joking, I'm looking at a storm coming up the coast and I'm watching a Jeep, which, hey, Jeep is an outdoor vehicle as far as I'm concerned, but I'm watching him drive through, and this is just news clips, ride through water, drive through water that is way too deep for the Jeep. And I'm not knocking Jeeps because I just absolutely love them. My Gab wants to get a Jeep, and one day we'll get her the Jeep of her dreams. But I'm letting you know right now that you just need to make sure that the water is deep, you don't go riding in it, and you need to be careful just going out for a walk in deep water, because sometimes manhole covers get lifted up with the pressure, and there have been people that have drowned falling into a manhole. So that's just something. So be careful of all that. Get out and check your home, your neighbor's homes. And I always say this, when there is the elderly there, you need to make sure you check on the elderly. And this is a time, and I always talk about the two C's, care and compassion. So it's after the storm, and you go, wow, I made it. You sometimes you see these tornadoes, and you see that your home is the only home on the block, literally, that is there. Well, now it's time for care and compassion. What can you do for your neighbors? What can you do for your family? What can you do for your friends? See, my dad taught me early in life, there are two things that you cannot win against, the weather and water. And when you put those two together, then we've got some tremendous storms. So it is your job to make sure that you are storm ready. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.